The vice presidential debate reminded me of moderating local candidate fora, in which candidates ignore actual questions to make their next few talking points. Mike Pence was asked why the U.S., with advanced medical learning and technology, has seen vastly more COVID-19 cases and deaths than other nations. We're 4% of the world's population and have suffered more than 20% of the world's COVID-19 cases. Some folks blame governmental incompetence. Our junk food-driven obesity epidemic may also play a role, but a leader who mocks disease and doctors, spurns masks, and thinks he knows more than the experts about anything seems key. Pence didn't try to answer, but made the false claim that Trump had led the biggest mobilization since World War II. Kamala Harris, or the moderator, should have noted the widespread belief about Trump's mismanagement, then asked Pence again if he wanted to offer some alternative explanation for the disparity between us and other nations. Both Harris and Pence declined to answer the question, "Given your presidential candidate's age, have you conferred with him about what should be done if he's incapacitated? If not, should you?" Good question. Maybe both debate prep teams missed it. Yes, this debate was much more civil than the Trump-Biden debate, but saying false statements more quietly doesn't make them true. Pence said many things that contradict the available evidence about the pandemic, Obama, and Trump's contempt for military people. He said, "We'll follow the science on global warming," and claimed Trump has some magical healthcare plan. When a fly lingered on Pence's white hair, the internet lit up with comments that some of Pence's answers smelled like a substance flies are known to favor. Harris exaggerated some and substituted some stories from her life for actual answers, but she didn't seem as prone to flat misstatements, and she, too, evaded questions. Neither she nor Biden wants to state a position on possible court packing if Trump successfully adds yet another far-right justice. Tough question. Either answer angers someone and becomes an instant headline or later seems a broken promise if the court is packed. But I'd sure work out a more presentable way to duck. Harris reassured skeptics that she's not wild or weird, but well-spoken, calm, and thoughtful. That mattered for the first woman of color on a national ticket. Pence came off as far more reasonable and articulate than Mr. Trump, although some women critics accused him of mansplaining. Polls showed a majority thought Harris won, perhaps because a similar majority already preferred her ticket. But this debate may not matter much more than the fly.